Blog Talk Radio.
Catholic Defender Radio Network.
And good morning. Today is October the 27th, 2022, and we are beginning a new novena for the poor souls in purgatory, day one. Novena for the holy souls in purgatory, day one. Let us begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord, we trust in your infinite goodness. We praise your justice and implore your mercy upon all the holy souls who are suffering in purgatory as they await their eternal heavenly rest with you. Oh my God, I'm heartily sorry for having offended you, and I detest all my sins because of your just punishments, but most of all because you're all good and deserving of all my love. And I firmly resolve with the help of your grace to sin no more and to avoid the near occasion of sin again. In the spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. And join us in praying this novena for the holy souls in purgatory. Our Catholic faith teaches that the souls of the faithful departed must be entirely purified before they enter into eternal rest in heaven. We know that the souls of most people who have died in friendship with God must be purified in purgatory. The holy souls in purgatory are in great need of our prayers. Scripture and tradition tells us that the holy souls in purgatory need our prayers, and that it is a holy work to pray for the souls of the dead who are suffering in purgatory. The Church views the act of praying for the souls in purgatory with such importance that she has included this work in the seventh spiritual work of mercy, praying for the living and the dead. And let's offer our prayers for the souls of those who are awaiting their eternal heavenly rest through this novena for the holy souls in purgatory. And you can pray the novena, this novena for the holy souls in purgatory for a deceased relative or friend of yours, or you can use this novena to pray for the soul of a deceased person whom one of your loved ones is grieving. You can also use this novena to pray for a deceased group of people, such as victims of a natural disaster or some other calamity. Or you can use it to pray for all people who have died from a specific ailment. Additionally, you can use this novena to prepare for All Souls Day, November the 2nd, which is not too far, it's just right around the corner, when we pray for the holy souls in purgatory in a particular way. And so the novena for the holy souls in purgatory prayers. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. And may God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl around the world, throughout the world, seeking for the ruin of souls. Amen. And prayer to our suffering Savior for the souls in purgatory. O most sweet Jesus, through the bloody sweat which thou didst suffer in the Garden of Gethsemane, have mercy on these blessed souls. Have mercy on them, O Lord. O most sweet Jesus, through the pains which you did suffer during your most cruel scourging, have mercy on them. Have mercy on them, O Lord. O sweet Jesus, through the pains which you suffered in your most painful crowning with thorns, have mercy on them. Have mercy on them, O Lord. O most sweet Jesus, through the pains which you suffered in carrying your cross to Calvary, have mercy on them. Have mercy on them, O Lord. O most sweet Jesus, through the pains which you suffered during your most cruel crucifixion, have mercy on them. Have mercy on them, O Lord. O most sweet Jesus, through the pains which you did suffer in your most bitter agony on the cross, have mercy on them. Have mercy on them, O Lord. O most sweet Jesus, through the immense pain which you suffered in breathing forth your blessed soul, have mercy on them. Have mercy on them, O Lord. Blessed souls, I have prayed for you, I entreat you, who are so dear to God and who are secure of never losing him, to pray for me, a miserable sinner, who is in danger of being damned and of losing God forever. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family, amen. Holy Father, Pope Francis recently urged the faithful that today, in this time of pandemic, it is necessary to hold the rosary in our hands, praying for us, for our loved ones, and for all people. The rosary, as St. Dominic witnessed during his mission to the Albigensians, is also a powerful prayer for increasing the receptivity of souls to Orthodox preaching. The benefits of what Pope St. John Paul II called an exquisitely contemplative prayer were enumerated in a special way by a 15th century Dominican friar. According to the tradition, Alain de Ropé received the following 15 promises to those who pray the rosary devoutly from the Blessed Virgin Mary herself through a private revelation. We hope that they encourage you in meditating on the mysteries of Christ, praying the Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary. 1. Those who faithfully serve me by the recitation of the Rosary shall receive signal graces. 2. I promise protection and the greatest graces to all those who shall recite the Rosary. 3. The Rosary shall be a powerful armor against hell. It will destroy vice, decrease sin, and defeat heresies. The recitation of the Rosary will cause virtue and good works to flourish. It will obtain for souls the abundant mercy of God. It will withdraw the hearts of men from the love of the world and its vanities, and will lift them to the desire of eternal things. Oh, that souls would sanctify themselves by this means. The soul which recommends itself to me by the recitation of the Rosary shall not perish. Those who recite my Rosary devoutly, applying themselves to the consideration of its sacred mysteries, shall never be conquered by misfortune. In his justice, God will not chastise them, nor shall they perish by an unprovided death, i.e. be unprepared for heaven. Sinners shall convert. The just shall persevere in grace and become worthy of eternal life. Those who have a true devotion to the Rosary shall not die without the sacraments of the Church. Those who faithfully recite the Rosary shall have during their life and at their death the light of God and the plenitude of His graces. At the moment of death, they shall participate in the merits of the saints in paradise. I shall deliver from purgatory those who have been devoted to the Rosary. The faithful children of the Rosary shall merit a high degree of glory in heaven. By the recitation of the Rosary, you shall obtain all that you ask of me. Those who propagate the Holy Rosary shall be aided by me in their necessities. I have obtained from my Divine Son that all the advocates of the Rosary shall have for intercessors the entire celestial court during their life and at the hour of their death. All who recite the Rosary are my beloved children and the brothers and sisters of my only Son, Jesus Christ. Devotion for my Rosary is a great sign of predestination. And those are the 15 promises coming from our Lord and our Lady. And back to number 9, which focuses on what we're talking about tonight in this novena. I shall deliver from purgatory those who have been devoted to the rosary. So, that is, these promises offer us hope, and we can pray for the poor souls of purgatory. Purgatory and prison are one and the same. A prison, simply put, is a building in which people are legally held as a punishment for a crime they have committed or while awaiting trial. Putting this in a spiritual sense, if a person enters into purgatory, they are not awaiting trial. They are awaiting judgment at the end of the age when Jesus returns. That is true, but their salvation is secure. They have passed their personal judgment when they died. Unlike those in hell, those in hell will never go to heaven. Consider Matthew chapter 5, 21-26. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raca, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court with him. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. Notice St. Matthew is talking about anger, judgment, and prison, causing sinners to be held until their last penny is paid. This is certainly a spiritual teaching that leads to a warning. If we do not resolve issues in our heart, if we allow anger to get the best of us, we will be liable to judgment. Notice again that you should leave your gift at the altar and reconcile with others before you receive the Eucharist. Confession is important here, as you read between the lines here, as St. Paul warns, be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun set on your anger, and do not leave room for the devil. St. Luke, the great doctor at Calvary, had this to say on this very subject. Why do you not judge for yourselves what is right? If you are to go with your opponent before a magistrate, make an effort to settle the matter on the way. Otherwise, your opponent will turn you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the constable, and the constable throw you into prison. I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. Luke chapter 12. 57-59. Reading St. Luke, he is giving a temporal reality for the criminal who gets caught. But his language is really speaking spiritually, as did St. Matthew. They are both on the same sheet of music. Both of them warn of being thrown in prison as they wait for trial. And you will not be released until the person pays the last penny. Neither of them are referring to hell in these passages. Those in hell have no release. There, these examples using life as we know it. We are being given a most important teaching to live our life for God every day. The criminal here is really the sinner. The magistrate is really God's judgment. The constable are angels. And prison is purgatory. Are you not convinced? Maybe the first pope, St. Peter, can share this even more explicitly. Consider 1 Peter chapter 3, 13 to 22. Now who is going to harm you if you are enthusiastic for what is good? But even if you should suffer because of righteousness, blessed are you. Do not be afraid or terrified with fear of them, but sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts. Always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason for your hope, but do it with gentleness and reverence, keeping your conscience clear, so that when you are maligned, those who defame your good conduct in Christ may themselves be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that be the will of God, than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered for sins once, the righteous for the sake of the unrighteous, that he might lead you to God. Put to death in the flesh, he was brought to life in the Spirit. In it he also went to preach to the spirits in prison, who had once been disobedient, while God patiently waited in the days of Noah during the building of the ark, in which a few persons, eight in all, were saved through water. This prefigured baptism, which saves you now. It is not a removal of dirt from the body, but an appeal to God for a clear conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God with angels and authorities and powers subject to him. Notice St. Peter does not speak of a magistrate or anything to do with how long anyone would be in this prison. He is cutting the chase about where the sinner goes who is not damned. According to St. Peter, prison here is the place where God's people have been waiting since the beginning, when mankind fell from grace. In the Old Testament, this place is called Sheol, simply the state or abode of the dead. With Jesus' resurrection, many were raised, but not all. This state is not closed, and there are many there today. The evidence of purgatory in Scripture is said. We see St. Paul interceding for a former co-worker who had died. 2 Timothy chapter 1, 15-19. You know that everyone in Asia deserted me, including, may the Lord grant mercy to the family of Onesiphorus, because he often gave me new heart and was not ashamed of my chains. But when he came to Rome, he promptly searched for me and found me. May the Lord grant him to find mercy from the Lord on that day. And you know very well the services he rendered in Ephesus. St. Paul is not believing that Onesiphorus is in hell. Not at all. He fully expects his friend to be saved in the next life. He hopes in the mercy of Christ. That can be summed up for all of us. We do pray for those who have died for the same purpose. We too have hope in the mercy of Christ. We can go to the Lord and pray for those who are in this prison, and the Lord will grant many paid in full. Think about that one for a second. Such a person in heaven would be returning the prayer for us. Jesus has promised that praying this prayer of St. Gertrude, 1,000 souls will be released from purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your thy divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family, amen. As the saints, the church triumphant in heaven, can pray for us, the church militant, as we can pray for those in purgatory, the church suffering, as we are all part of the communion of saints. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
You're listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And here's Catholic artist Donna Corey Gibson, 1,000 Souls.
Purgatory.
You're listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
1 Corinthians chapter 3. And I'm going to start with beginning with verse 10. According to the commission of God given to me, this is St. Paul. And he's talking about that Jesus is making him an apostle. Like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation. And another man is building upon it. Let each man take care how he builds upon it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. This is why only the Catholic Church is what matters. Because Jesus Christ established the Catholic Church in his apostles. And St. Paul is speaking about that. Now, if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, each man's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. If the work which any man has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward. If any man's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, though he himself will be saved, but only as through fire. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? Especially from baptism. When you are baptized, the Holy Spirit infuses sanctifying grace into your soul, making you a new creation. So, if anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is holy. And that temple you are. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you thinks that he is wise in this age, let him become a fool that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is folly with God. For it is written, he catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows that the thoughts of the wise are futile. So let no one boast of men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, or the word of life or death, or the present or the future. All are yours, and you are Christ's, and Christ is God's. So, to truly be wise, to bring others to Jesus. That is what would make you really, truly wise. Proclaiming God's word. And this will end today's day one, novena, poor souls in purgatory. And so, for the poor souls in purgatory, we are thankful that they will be saved forever. And 1,000 souls by that prayer. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity. I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory. For all the poor souls in purgatory, for sinners in universal church, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in your own home, in my own family. And God is so good. Pray the rosary. Pray the rosary. Good night, everybody. And that will end day one. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good day.